The most famous, for sure, Dvar Torah in Parshat Tzitzaveh is the following question. We know that from the time Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Parshas Shmos, until the end of Bamidbar, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is always there. It's never missing. And yet, Ata Tzitzaveh, it's the you command. And therefore, Moshe's name is not mentioned at all in the Parsha, and it's the one parsha that's missing from his birth till the end of the narrative part of the Torah. In Mishnah Torah, Sefer Devarim, Moshe actually is not in Parshat Ki Tetzeh. And the question is, why is that the case? Why is it that Moshe is not there? So there's a host of answers. One possible answer is Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site is Zayin Adar. And Zayin Adar, Pochoto Yoter Zoyz Tetzaveh. So it's an allusion to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter. Okay, the problem with that question is, with that answer is, that there was a long time where Klal Yisrael didn't read the Torah in a one-year cycle, and therefore the answer is completely thrown out. The most famous answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, when the Jewish people sin at Chayta Egel, and God says, I'm done, I'm going to eliminate the Jewish people. He says, Mechayinam Sifcha Asher Katavta, get rid of me from the book that you wrote. And it's true, when God makes a promise, or when man makes a promise, rather, God says, you're such a tzaddik, your word has to carry weight, and it will. It will, in fact, carry weight. Where is it going to carry weight? Parshas Tetzaveh. Okay, why it happens before the Pasuk of Mechayinam Sifcha Asher Katavta, perhaps it's that the Makkah is always after the refuah, right? The refuah for the Jewish people is that Moshe was right, Moser Nefesh Tetzaveh, boom, Parshas Kitisa. But perhaps there's another answer. The Iturei Torah quotes a beautiful answer. He says, what's Truma all about? Truma is about building the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a place that's supposed to have the Hashras, Hashchina, God's presence, is supposed to reside in it. How does God's presence reside in a place? For God's presence to truly reside in a place, there has to be a bitul hayesh. Every single person is mevatel themselves to the klal. That's to say, it's not that I'm not worth anything, but I don't need to stick out. I'm going to be part of everyone else. When the entire tzibur has that thought in their head, I don't matter as an individual because I'm so part and parcel of everyone else. That is when you could truly have Hashras HaShechina. The goal at Parshas Tetzaveh was to take Truma and make it work for the community. How do you do that? You do that by saying that we as a klal come together to form our community that builds this beautiful place. It's an amazing, amazing idea. But that's really the idea of Am Yisrael. That's the idea of Klal Yisrael. It's that we all come together and our strengths make us so much stronger and our weaknesses disappear. Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would have been in the Parsha, he would have annulled and forfeited everybody else's individuality because Moshe Rabbeinu would have been so much above them that they would have all been mevatel to Moshe. But by removing his name from the parsha, what essentially happens is there's a recognition that everybody has a place and everybody has a part. And that was the goal in this week's parsha. Have a great day.